We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Go for it. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Okay. Joining us now is Andrew Brandt. And Andrew is the perfect person to speak to about Aaron Rodgers, the Packers, and him potentially coming to New York to play for the Jets. Andrew, are you there?
I'm here. Good to be with you.
Hey, thanks for taking the time out to join us tonight. So, Andrew was the vice president of the Packers from 1999 to 2008. So, you were there when the Pack drafted the GOAT quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. And I think it's interesting now, you know, the Jets fans are kind of thinking about when the Packers traded Brett Favre to the Jets, and we heard today that the Packers are seeking two first-round picks. Let's go back in time. There's a few things I want to ask you, but when you guys were moving on from Brett Favre, and obviously Aaron Rodgers dropped a bit, and you chose him, like what were the plans for the future? What was the thought process there?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about this story before. You don't have a plan definitely in terms of the when you turn over the team to the new guy. You know it's going to be at some point, and they're going through it right now. The symmetry and the deja vu between 15 years ago and now is uncanny, especially someone like me that saw it happen. It was 15 years to the day after we took Aaron Rodgers in the first round, where there was a Hall of Fame quarterback on the roster, at that time the most durable player in the history of the sport. But we had a decision to make in 2005. You know, you have a bunch of players rated first-round players. You get to your pick, in our case, number 24, and there's only one name up there. So this is a decision that defines an organization, whether sports or otherwise. Do you do something that will help you more short term? In our case, dip into our second round grades to take a defensive lineman or whatever it was going to be, or do you trust the board and take the best player available, even though he's not going to help you? Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, maybe never. And we decided to take Aaron Rodgers with that pick. And oh my God, Brett hated it. The media hated it. The fans hated it. Aaron put on a good face, but he couldn't have been happy coming to a place where he was never going to play. So 3 years of that. And that was a searing memory in my history, in my career, where managing, you know, a superstar like Brett, wondering why he has to come into work every day to sit with his replacement, and managing Aaron's camp, wondering if he's ever going to play. And now they've gone through that again for 3 years, mm-hmm. where I'm sure the Jordan Love camp has been asking when, if ever, he's going to get his time. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers has come off two back-to-back MVPs before this season. Now, we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, all these rumors, I'm kind of like Aaron. Like, I'm not going to believe any of these rumors until anything happens, and these, you know, these trade packages and photoshops of him on the Jets or him on that team or him on another team, that's all premature. But I think the real question is, back to 2008, do the Packers want him? do the Packers want to continue this? Because they've been keeping Love in the bullpen now 3 years, just like we kept Aaron in the bullpen 3 years. Listen, as you know so well, in New York, no first-round pick ever waits. How they don't even wait three games. And these guys waited 3 years. So are the Packers really willing to put Jordan Love back in the bullpen for a fourth year? And to me, that's a bigger question than whether they want Aaron.
Yeah.
First-round picks are gold. And are you going to give up on that first-round pick if you want Aaron back?
Yeah, I think it's so interesting as well with Jordan Love. He was a first-round pick, number 26, and then you get Jalen Hurts picked after him at 53 mm-hmm. in the second round. Here we look at Jalen Hurts this year. People are talking about him in the MVP conversation. He's now in the conference championship in the Final Four, may get to a Super Bowl. And when are we going to see Jordan Love? Is Jordan Love ready? Do we think Jordan Love is better than Jalen Hurts? I don't think so from what we've seen. But the Packers are faced with a decision here on what to do for the future of their organization. They came up short. They missed the playoffs this year with Aaron Rodgers. I kind of get the feeling that it is time to move on. What are your thoughts on them parting ways? And secondly, do you think Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if he's traded here, he doesn't really have a say, but he could retire. Do you think he wants to play in New York specifically for the Jets?
I don't know about that. I mean, I'll say this. I'm a big fan, and I was around him 3 years. And in my time, we drafted him in 05. I left in 08. I'm a big fan. I just think he is... His physical skills are obviously apparent to everyone who watches football. He's got off-the-charts intelligence. I know people get frustrated sometimes with his thoughts, but I'm a fan of people that are open and honest mm-hmm. versus all the cliches you hear from most players. And I think the Packers have shown him a lot of respect. We'll see what happens now. I think the thing about Aaron is, you know, what are his interests? There's talk about they have to bring back that player or this player or that player. You know, the Packers are a draft and develop team. The Packers are usually a team that builds young, and I know that from my time there. But listen, the Packers have taken a different tack in recent years than my time, where they pushed out a lot of money, and they've kind of taken a go-for-it approach, probably because Aaron had these MVP seasons. Now they got a lot to deal with. You know, if they keep him, it's a $60 million number. If they trade him, it's going to be a huge number as well of dead money. So there are no great options for the Packers cap out of this. Either way, they're kind of in a bad place. So if they trade him, obviously, I think the answer to your questions about trade is where they get the best package, what team's going to offer whatever they want, and sort of let play teams against each other to get the best package for Aaron Rodgers in a trade.
Yeah, and today we saw a clip, and I think we'll end up cutting it up and getting the audio for our listeners, but Aaron Rodgers goes on Pat McAfee's show. Mm-hmm. They have a friendship, and Pat McAfee asked him about Zach Wilson and the Jets, and he spoke for a few minutes on that, and I think that got the attention of Jets fans. But I think it's interesting that, you know, there are some Jets fans thinking that Aaron Rodgers would come here and mentor a Zach Wilson, potentially, but we already know about the situation with him and Brett Favre, and there wasn't much mentoring there. This wouldn't be the same type of situation because he'd be retiring and Zach Wilson wouldn't be taking his job. Zach Wilson would be stepping up, but they have a relationship. I thought it was interesting that, you know, Aaron Rodgers even said, yeah, I text him on a Friday night, like, what are you doing in the facility? Go be a kid. Go have some fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Aaron has been good to Jordan Love. He thinks very highly of him. You know, I keep getting back to on the Packers side. Do they want Jordan Love to be their quarterback? And if they do, is it this year? Is it next year? Is it never? So those are the questions they have to figure out. And we'll see about Aaron. I think I tweeted this. I think they know. I don't think we know.
Right.
But I think Aaron knows. I think the Packers know. I think they know what they're going to do. My sense is there's going to be a change, just like 15 years ago. There's going to be a change. And, but I have no, I mean, I have no inside knowledge on that. So we'll see about that.
Yeah. I mean, none of us can know. So let's ask some questions about this upcoming weekend. I mean, you got Brock Purdy versus Jalen Hurts, who I've mentioned, and you get Mahomes versus Burrow. I think these are going to be great matchups. I think if I'm betting, I'm expecting it to be a Eagles-Bengals Super Bowl, but nobody knows. What are you thinking about this weekend's matchup? Who comes out on top and who's going to shine?
Yeah, that's who I picked at the start of the playoffs. I wrote about it in Sports Illustrated. Eagles-Bengals, I just think they're the most savvy teams. Listen, I know this will upset a lot of your listeners, but I came into this weekend, there was all this talk about the Giants and Daboll, and maybe they could be like the Giants of past years running through the playoffs and eerily like 2007 or what. I said, there's no way in God's green earth the Giants are going to beat the Eagles. There was no way. The talent gap between those two teams, oh my God. I mean, maybe Saquon Barkley could start for them. Maybe Dexter Lawrence. Out of 22 positions, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two. So that was going to be a blowout from play one. The Eagles are loaded. They are loaded. I know people talk about McCaffrey and George Kittle and all that, but I like the Eagles and maybe big. And on the other side, you know, the Mahomes injury is a factor, as much as they say it's not going to be. And I like the Bengals in a tight one there, yes.
Yeah, they're rolling. The Bengals are confident, and they're not hiding from anything. Now, you mentioned Saquon Barkley. Here's the last question for you, because you've dealt with contracts and extensions and evaluating players that you drafted. Here in New York, the conversation on the Giants side, now that their season is over, is about what Joe Shane does this first season as GM. And he's already had his press conference saying, like, you know, Daniel Jones is our guy. He played well. They want to keep him. But there's reports that have come out around Saquon Barkley turning down $12 million and wanting more of a Christian McCaffrey-type deal at 16. I don't think he's going to get that. Not now. I don't think he's going to reset the running back market or any of that. What are you thinking about Saquon Barkley? I think he's 25. He's obviously had injuries, but he's coming off a good season. He's been vocal about wanting to be a Giant for life.
You know, the thing is with backs, as everyone knows, it's the shortest shelf life in the sport. I feel for running backs, especially with that three-year rule coming out of college. You have to wait 3 years because those years would be very productive financially for running backs more than any other position. So it's tough to pay running backs. But the thing about the NFL, as everyone knows, these contracts aren't real. So whatever you sign, 4 or 5 years, doesn't really matter. What's the guarantee? It's going to be 2 years for these running backs at most. So would you pay Barkley $30 million over two? I don't know. Would they pay him $27 over two? It's going to come in around that, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is there's some really hot running backs out there this year. Unfortunately, Tony Pollard got hurt. But you have Josh Jacobs. You have Miles Sanders. I mean, you're going to have some interesting names out there that probably hurt Barkley's leverage because this is a unique year for top running backs. I think Jacobs might get the most and more than Barkley maybe. So we'll see. But again, 2 year deals in the 25 to 28 range probably sound right.
Yeah. And I just don't see these running backs getting these like $15, $16 million deals. When you look at like Alvin Kamara, really like Ezekiel Elliott, right? Ezekiel Elliott gets 6 years at $15 million a year, and he just came out and said, I'm willing to restructure my contract and take a pay cut because he knows he's not performing like the player he once was.
Yeah, the wide receiver market exploded last year. Now you have A.J. Brown and others and Deebo, along with Devontae and Tyreek, making $20, $25 million a year. Running backs are never going to get there. You know, it's just we live in a world where top wide receivers are a different level than top running backs. It's not fair because running backs take a lot more punishment, but it's just the way we are.
Yeah. Now with the quarterbacks, you know, a lot of the conversation mm-hmm. around Daniel Jones is he top 10? And they put together top 10 quarterback lists all through the season, in the offseason, in the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. the end of the season. And I saw Greg Jennings today going at Nick Wright. He kind of made a case for Daniel Jones being right on the cusp of being number 10 in the NFL. The Giants did not pick up his fifth-year option, and they have to pay him. They have to keep him. They got to set up a new contract for their starting quarterback. I think he's priority one over Saquon Barkley. I have no idea what he's going to make because I have no idea how long they make that contract, how long they actually attach themselves to him right now.
Yeah, I run a program at Villanova. We did a mock negotiation between the Giants and Jones. We came up with about a $26 million a year average.
Okay.
I mean, maybe he gets a little more than that. He's not going to get in the $40 million range where the elite guys are.
Like Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott at $40 million a year, leading the league in interceptions, seven games with two interceptions. That's not money well spent.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we are. And he was perceived a lot more elite than Daniel Jones is perceived now when he did his contract. So we'll see. The question is, would they let Daniel Jones see the market and see what else is out there, see what all these other quarterback-hungry teams might offer him? I would think they try to get a deal done before the market opens.
Me too.
But that gives Jones some leverage.
Yeah, and I don't think he's the spiteful type, but there are some people that think that he plays hardball because they didn't pick up his option and that, you know, he takes his time with this thing.
It's not so much him. He's got CAA.
Right, his people.
They play tough. They've negotiated some big-time deals for Stafford and the Mannings and everything else.
Interesting. All right, well, thank you for the 20 minutes. I'm not going to hold you any longer, but good conversation. I just followed you on Twitter. Thanks for the WFAN shout-out, and thanks for sharing your insight on the Fan.
Yeah, people are asking, too, about a couple other things. I do the newsletter every week, so just sign up. Go to andrew-brandt.com, all this kind of stuff in my newsletter. And then Instagram, I do these reels about all these things we're talking about. So Andrew Brandt 2 is the Instagram reels. So people can check it out.
Awesome. At Andrew Brandt on Twitter as well. Thank you, Andrew, for joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.